Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten,
Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And when you become part of the solution, guess what? It means that you've been informed. And you can fight back and you can push back. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 855-73, yes, I know, I'm a little fast, 732-5563. So here's the deal. There is a donate button up on the website. The coffee mugs will be in by the end of the month. Now, if you're an old-timer and you're a regular giver and that kind of stuff like that, don't even bother because I got you covered. If you're a regular in the chat room, I got you covered. But for those of you who want a nice, the Joe Messina Show coffee mug, it's simple. Okay, just simply head up to the website, make a donation, $25 or more, and I'll send you a free cup when you come in. Really that simple. Anyway, we were talking about what I was going to get to, and I never did, was the pro-transgender mob that beat up a woman preacher and female conservatives outside the spa in Los Angeles. And like I said, so much for love Trump's hate, right? Right? They're all talking about being tolerant and all that. They don't mean any of it. They have no clue. They don't mean any of it. So there was a transgender person last week who... We did the story at the spa where the fellow in Los Angeles, he went into the spa, exposed himself to the women, and then said he was a transgender woman. Nobody had ever seen him in there before. This is like the first time. And even the women that were in there, I mean, they're Los Angeles. They're pretty tolerant people there. But even those women said, no, we're not doing this. You're not doing this in here. We don't know this person. The owner thought that he had every right to expose himself the way he did in front of the women and little girls. And that's why two of the customers were so mad. Because there were little girls in there. There was no notice. There was no warning. And this should be a warning. You know what? For you guys on the left who think that we're so small-minded, we're so terrible, look, whether you identify as a woman or not, if you have a penis and you're in a place like that and there's an 8-year-old girl in there, it's wrong. You are wrong. Get a hold of yourself. At least let them know so they can take a little girl out of there if they want to and discuss it with them later. They want control of your kids. Look at what's going on around you. You know, it's okay for a man to go to a woman's section and show his parts around to other women. That's what one lady said. We had little girls in there, underage girls. The spa said that they condone this kind of practice. Another customer tells women to go somewhere else if she's offended. Right? Now you start a fight between two women and the women in the women's gym. So truly the reality here now is it seems like there's no age appropriation for anything. Think about what the left wants to do with your kids. Right? They want to bring in drag queens to do morning reading and twerking with your kids, because every kid should know how to twerk. We've done these stories in abundance over the last 2 months. Young kids should be exposed to kink because it's an enlightening and a learning experience for them. Doesn't matter if they can't read, can't add, can't subtract, and don't know our history. As long as they know how to twerk and put a lot of makeup on, that's a good thing. God bless. Another male customer who defended the trans person said that, you know, he's a man, he is a man, he's not a female. Was one person screaming, and the guy steps up and said, well, you know what? They can identify any way they want to. And again, like I said, that's fine. I should have a warning. If my daughter's in there, I should have a warning. It's the same thing about, I feel the same way about education in school. If you're going to show parts and pieces, if it is not reproductive health of old, you have no right to teach my kids sex education. I have no right as a trustee to push sex education down on your child. To show them in illustration how to have safe sex. How to have sex. How to have sex with the same gender. Yes, I believe in genders. I'm one of those nasty guys. I believe in God. I believe in genders. Yeah. They don't want any part of it. They want no boundaries. The only boundaries they want is if you're a white or a white Christian. Then you're really in trouble. Earlier that day, protesters outside the spa were savagely attacked by a mob of pro-transgender thugs. There's no other name for them. These thugs were beating on women. We have footage, but I'm not going to put it up. Yeah, I'll put it up on my website, but I'm not putting it up now for us to watch. Again, these peaceful, loving, left, beating on women, bunch of cowards. Show me seeing your house. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the team here at The Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, this is great. I really do appreciate the time, and pay attention. Got some crazy stuff going on out there. And this is why I always say, you have to get involved. You older folk, you more seasoned people, you got to get involved. The next story will explain why. A third of our young people, they're not proud to be American. That's according to a recent poll taken. Now, I'm very proud to be an American because I wasn't fed a whole bunch of garbage through the years. I happen to be a product of immigrants. So I know what the other country was like. I had veterans in the house. People who had seen real oppression, real racism, real communism, real socialism. So I was well informed. I was well educated by them. And even in the 70s, when we were always complaining about the government, the old timers would be slapping you around saying, hey, you have no clues on what you're talking about. Eat your Wheaties there and shut up. Only 36% of the respondents in a new poll aged 18 to 24 said that they were very or extremely proud to be American. Now, with new issues and insights, the Technometric Institute of Policy and Politics survey found that the age group only tracked demographics in which pride falls below 50%. Now, the poll found an almost identical percentage, 35% of 18 to 24s, saying that they are only slightly proud or not proud at all to be an American. Now, the result prompted Tippin sites to invoke former President Ronald Reagan's observation that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. He's right. Listen, we didn't pass it off. We didn't make our kids go to certain things and get involved in certain things and ask them what they were learning. You allowed, you conservative educators, sorry, I'm going to pick on you for a second. But you did exactly that. You allowed, or we allowed, you allowed, hardcore lefty educators, academics, to get into your high schools, junior high schools, and now elementary schools. And now we've gone all the way to the point of not just lying to them about how this country was founded, who this country was founded by, and what it stands for. Now we're lying to them about science. We're lying to them about what gender is all about. Gender is not a social construct. It's a science construct. And science was not a construct of the white people. If you really start searching some of these stories, you see how ludicrous and outlandish they become. Everything is not a product of white supremacy. You'll never hear now in these classes, because they won't tell you, how many white people get their lives to free black folks, didn't believe in slavery, had a plan in place to fight it, but that's what you need is a plan. It's not always about walking down the street, smashing windows, lighting cars on fire, and hurting our policemen. No, it's not always about that. What I thought was really funny was in Seattle, I think it was, when the mayor of Seattle, she was having trouble getting help. You know why? Because she had defunded the police. She had called the police out on certain things. They had no love for her. They could have cared less. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But let me see if I got these numbers right. Says we didn't pass it on to our children, and the bloodstream must be found or protect. He's right. You've got to protect these. You've got to protect your kids. You've got to make sure they understand the truth. So, not so they necessarily can pass it on to their kids, because they will do that if they know what it is. But they don't get into a problem again. It doesn't turn out to be an issue that we maintain our freedom, that they don't realize we can lose it in a heartbeat. One poll determined that the percentage of people who are extremely or very proud to be an American, they went down that road, thank God. Among age groups of those 65 plus, 86%. We're proud to be Americans. Of course, they're the old people. They've been brainwashed. They don't know what the truth is. Most people followed by 45 to 64%. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. In the age group of 45 to 64, 75% of them were proud to be Americans and proud of this country. From 25 to 44... 59% were proud of this country. Overall, 68% of the respondents said that they were extremely or very proud to be an American. Another 15 were, well, moderately proud. Look at, here's the deal. We know we have issues. We know we have had issues. Right? If you deny it, you're being ignorant. But we work hard at fixing those. We work hard at turning them around. We work hard at changing the mindset of people to the positive. I've always been against just putting laws in place to stop this stuff, because it's not a law issue. If you understand the Bible, if you understand human nature, laws don't really fix anything. It's like I tell my buddies all the time, you could make a law, or you could take Roe versus Wade down. Make a law that abortion is illegal. They'll find a way to get them. They will. There's no way around. Well, they'll go to jail. Well, they, whatever. You got to change their heart. You got to work on them to change their heart. It's not just an issue of pride. It's an issue of the heart. People don't realize the value they have. They don't realize the women carrying those babies, they really don't understand the value of that baby. And if they feel like they can't provide for it, or it's going to get in their way, then put it up for adoption. When did adoption become a swear word? That's what I want to know. Oh, but Joe, she has to carry it for 9 months, and she won't be able to make the money she needs to make, and she'll have to put her career on hold. Yeah. Think it through. Be an adult. Do the right thing. Killing a baby is not the right thing. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. It's not the right thing. That baby didn't ask for you. Right? And again, I tell you about the hypocrisy of, if you do something to a woman that causes her to abort a baby she was going to abort anyhow, you could be brought up on manslaughter charges and she can't. Wow. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. When the coronavirus ravaged Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis defiantly bucked mask mandates. He later cracked down on protesters advocating racial justice, blasted President Joe Biden on immigration, jumped into the fight over transgender athletes. But after a deadly building collapse, the Republican governor is largely hitting pause on the culture war.
What the Miami-Dade search and rescue thing did is exactly what we would have done. They've done everything right. They're doing everything that they can. So I think just knowing that that has happened, letting the families know that it's not gonna take care of the grief, but they should know that it's not just a local effort, a state effort, a national. It's an international effort, and it's galvanized people all across this country to want to support. So there's a lot of people out there that are rooting for these families.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. All right. I love having fun with some of these things where I grab some of these videos. And these are actual, you know, parents that are out there fighting for their kids, which is what you should be doing, fighting for your kids, your grandkids. Your nieces, your nephews, you know, they don't always have a voice at these schools, I'm telling you. Some of you think that these public institutions are something they're actually not. So they need a voice. And this woman was great at this. And she gets out there and she decides to let the school board have it, which they deserve in this case. So take a listen. Check it out. Let me see. Let me see if I can make this work the first time. Wouldn't that be cool, huh?
Weeks ago, Barry Riley talked to WGLT. He said our comments were disappointing. They don't represent the community. And what was the other thing that you said? We were a hard pill to swallow.
Whoa.
So I wanted to make sure we came.
Now, this is great. She's using his own words, calling him out and saying, look, this is what you're saying about us. Are you for real?
Back, Barry, and I'm going to address you specifically because you decided to make those comments instead of saying anything else in regards to what any of us talked about. You just wanted to call us disappointing, and only my dad got to call me disappointing. So, let me remind you that I'm a District 87 student. I went to Stevenson School, I went to Bloomington Junior High School, and I'm a 1993 graduate of BHS. And I would like to read you this. Illinois legislatures passed a bill requiring that any school district teaching sex education must use the National Sex Education Standards, otherwise known as NSES. This is an unfunded mandate that destroys local control over curriculum. It sexually grooms young children by introducing sensitive and inappropriate topics. Introduces topics many youth would be uncomfortable discussing and is therefore a form of sexual harassment. This is a sampling of NSES. This is K through 2. This is kindergarten through second grade. Number one, they need to be able to identify different kinds of families. For example, nuclear, single parent, blended, intergenerational, cohabiting, adoptive, foster, same gender, interracial. Number two, they need to define gender identity, and define gender role stereotypes. Number three, they need to list medically accurate names for body parts, including the genitals, because their parents didn't do that when they were little. Grades 3 through 5, they need to...
So what's interesting about this is I've had this discussion with colleagues that are trustees here in my area. And it is a common practice or common response to say, well, what if their parents don't do it? It's still not our job. It's still not our job to teach you moral values at school. We can force you to be nice to each other. We can force you to treat each other properly, not to steal somebody else's stuff. Right? There's things like that we can do, but we're not there to define or tell you what's right or what's wrong when it comes to the family makeup. When it comes to sexual orientation, when it comes to whether there's a God or no God, that is not the job of education. But more and more houses of education, facilities, think it is. Think that they're going to use what they believe is the moral high ground when morality in education scares the crud out of me. Because they don't really know what it is.
To explain common human sexual development and the role of hormones, grades 3 through 5. The role of hormones. For example, romantic and sexual feelings, masturbation, mood swings, and timing of pubertal onset. Number two, they need to describe the role hormones play in the physical, social, cognitive, and emotional changes during adolescence and the potential role of hormone blockers on young people who identify as transgender.
Are you listening to what they're teaching your kids? What they're telling your kids? You don't have a right to tell my child or anybody else's child how to pleasure themselves. Or how to have safe sex, as you put it. Who you can have sex with, how many, and how. It's wrong. It needs to stay out of education.
Number three, they need to explain the differences between cisgender, transgender, gender non-binary, gender expansive, and gender identity, and explain that gender expression and gender identity exist among the spectrum.
Think about this. 3 to 5, this is grades 3 to 5, I think she said, or K-5. Did anybody in the chat room catch that? Right, so you're looking, she's talking about young kids. Let's not teach them any kind of other basics. It's all about, why is it all about sex? Why does everything for these people on the left revolve around sex, sexual orientation, and that kind of thing?
Number four, they need to differentiate between sexual orientation and gender identity. Grades 6 through 8, they need to define vaginal, oral, and anal sex.
Right, because that is definitely at the top of the list. For a child in elementary school, right? I know when my kids were small, when they were in third grade, they were always asking about anal sex, weren't yours?
Number two, they need to define sexual identity and explain a range of identities related to sexual orientation, including heterosexual, bisexual, lesbian, gay, queer, two-spirit, asexual, and pansexual. I have pictures for you if anyone needs any further description.
Now, she is now holding up the book that I have talked about on this show for years. Okay? It's All Normal, I think, is the name of the book. And they have illustrations, frontal illustrations of women and men. And if you got little kids, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to, you know what? They have, they show women's breasts. And it's not like they're showing a kind of a generic woman with breasts and what have you. No. They're showing old women, young women, little girls with no breasts, but you can see the vagina. Same thing with the older women and then the young women. Different sizes, different colors, different... It's almost like you're bombarded with all kinds of variations. And the same thing with men. And then the book goes on to show you illustrations of little girls and little boys pleasuring themselves. Try to keep it clean. And then it shows pictures of mommy and daddy And their lines in there are like, you know, sometimes mommy and daddy are sitting on the couch. They get a little excited. Daddy touched mommy's breast. And then, they word it like a children's book. They're getting these kids ready to be curious about having sex at a young age. It's wrong. They are not mentally or physically prepared for this.
That's not true. Okay, grades 9 through 12 differentiate between sex assigned at birth and gender identity and gender expression, and identify factors that impact the risk of unintended pregnancy and potential transmission of STDs, including HIV, from a variety of sexual behaviors, including vaginal, oral, and anal sex.
Now, here's the fun thing about this. You heard somebody yell, that's not true. She's reading it out of the book. What's not true about it? This is what they do. They spew these words. They scream about the situation. Oh, that's not true. Well, it is.
And number 3, define reproductive justice and explain its history and how it relates to sexual health. So,
reproductive justice. They don't mean that at all. What they mean by reproductive justice is a woman's right to kill a baby in the womb. That's what reproductive justice is. No justice for the kid. They see justice as your right to take a life. That's what justice is for them.
I'm supposed to take action now. And number 1 says, write, call, or speak to your board and demand that your school board pass a resolution stating they will not enforce this curriculum mandate and request a full veto by the governor for SB 818. Tell them their failure to pass a resolution. To pass a resolution can only mean they agree with the sexualization of young children. Number 2, ask your superintendent, the principal, and legislators to request the governor veto the legislation and share this information with all your friends and families and neighbors and all your friends and family in Illinois, because, Barry, 62% of Illinoisans oppose comprehensive sex education. When you say,
I have seen this over and over again here in California, and California parents on the left even oppose this. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a minute.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Let me get back at it again. I'm having some fun with these clips. This is a young lady that was a hardcore left-wing, I mean, really just a radical, her own words. But then she started to realize, let me let her tell the story. I'll interrupt, as I always do, and do so well. Let's give her a whirl here. Let's see.
So I'm Alma Finopi. I am what I guess most people would call a former leftist and now a conservative political commentator at Prager University. My parents were together until I was about 6 years of age, and then my father left and I was left with my mother's influence. And if anybody knows my mother, she is the biggest leftist you've probably ever met in your entire life. She works for a leftist organization out in Orlando, Florida, and she does fundraising for them. When I was 17 years old, I graduated high school. I started working for the same organization that my mother works at. I was going around to different middle schools and high schools and finding kids that were leaning left, and I sort of gave them a shove.
Now think about this. You got this, you know, an attractive young lady going out to these schools, talking with these people, you know, young people, and turning them on as to why they should be left. Why they should be part of the social team, if you would.
Direction and started teaching all different sorts of socialist ideology and feminism and critical race theory before I even knew it was critical race theory.
I felt just generally unhappy in my life, and I didn't know why. And then every day I would go into work, and you would hear nothing but hate and hate and hate and hate, specifically from people who claim to be tolerant. A big part of what made me question it was going into work and hearing a lot of hate towards white people. And I'm half black, and I was raised by the white side of my family. So it was a hard thing to go into work every day and hear from all these different people.
That's her problem right there. She was raised by the white part of her family. So how would you expect, or why would you expect her to sympathize or empathize, or whatever the word is, with the black community? But listen to her story. It's so real. It's so true as to how hypocritical the left is when they talk about love and caring and all this other stuff. It's not true. They don't mean it.
People of all different races, many of whom were white, that they hated white people and just crazy, blatantly racist things. So that was my initial call out, and I went to the VP and I said, I don't understand why you feel this way about white people. You have people at this organization who are white working with you. Should I feel that way about the family that's raised me? And he said, you don't understand how oppressed you really are. You should be angry, and I'm not here to make you feel better about your family. Something to that effect.
Let's rate some hate comments from the tolerant left. First,
you know, what's really funny about this, I want you to think about this. She had somebody telling her that she didn't understand why or how she was oppressed. Isn't that hilarious? Don't you find it just amazing? She's not allowed to share her feelings to somebody else's.
You're a coon.
That was when I was like, oh, maybe I'm not on the right side of history on this one. I found, you know, Larry Elder and Thomas Sowell, people at the Daily Wire. I found PragerU, and that was a light bulb moment for me. I did a full 180 spin. It was a big relief to realize that people were not out to get me. I grew up in a very conservative rural area. I was top of my class, valedictorian. I was surrounded by people who were white and conservative and never had any problems. But the ideology was so deep set in my mind that you couldn't have told me that there wasn't racism and patriarchy around me. So to realize that the systems and institutions in this country are actually founded to make me successful, that was such a big relief. It was one thing to feel deceived and tricked by the left, but it was another thing to get the relief that sort of comes along with conservatism and being able to know that you are fully accountable for how successful that you are.
Think about this. I mean, she's totally whitenized, right? She was brought up by the white part of her family. She was brought up in an area that was heavy white, if you would. And this is what's turned her against the black community. Don't you understand that? What's wrong? Don't you people get this? What's wrong with you?
And it had gotten so bad in my daily life, just hearing ridiculous ideology and false narratives that I no longer believed in, that I felt the need to say something. So I hopped online and started making videos.
Good
for
you.
In the fall of last year, I'd gotten so angry about all the things that I was seeing in the news, specifically on social media, and I realized that so many young people were getting indoctrinated just by going on the internet and seeing what all these big tech overlords had put out. And I realized that I was doing the same thing when I worked for the left. I was going around to these young people. I was forcing them into the ideology that I didn't even have the backing to support. And now that I felt fully grounded in my beliefs as a conservative, I felt I needed to sort of make up for what I had done on the left. And I started getting on TikTok because I realized that that app was the most...
Now, I'm not a TikTok fan, obviously. You guys know that already. But just the mere fact that she'll take it and use that tool, that negative tool for good, for positive, for the right thing, I think is wonderful. Okay, I mean, really, that simple. I think it's wonderful. So how many other young people are willing to do this, are willing to step out, willing to put themselves out there like this? I don't think many, frankly.
Most atrocious piece of social media ever created. So if there could be one person on that was leaning right, I would go for it and do it. I started on TikTok, and it was just a fun thing that I did in my free time. I made a few funny little conservative videos here and there, and then all of a sudden one just blew up and stormed the whole platform. Now I think I'm at over 500,000 followers on that platform.
Good for her.
And as I started gaining traction, I guess a lot of people were reporting my videos and TikTok was taking notice of it, so I was banned. And I fought that very hard. We even went to the TikTok office to go and talk to somebody. They weren't there, but we tried. And eventually I got the account back. So we're back on TikTok and we're still making videos.
the most difficult challenge that I face is how deeply brainwashed people are in our society. And I've met a ton of people where it doesn't matter how many facts you put in front of their face.
Oh, this is good. Pay attention.
How many real-life examples you show them of people who have been successful and subscribe to conservative ideology and showing people that this country is really great and that this country wants to be great for you. And it doesn't matter how much you tell somebody that. Sometimes they are just so deeply, deeply tricked that nothing ever breaks that barrier. I would say I'm a short-term pessimist, long-term optimist. I think things are getting worse. I don't particularly think that we're winning on our side here. But every time that I get a comment that says, I never looked at it like that, or...
You hear that? I never looked at it like that. I never thought about it like that. That's great. That means she's cracked the shell. That means she's got somebody to stop. At least stop. For that split second and go, oh, you know what? That kind of makes sense. I never looked at it like that. I don't know how real that is. You know, Evan Sayas' line, which I really love, is the first time you think is the first time you're no longer a Democrat. Send him the nasties if you don't like it. Oh, all right, a little bit more here. She's almost done, but I felt like this was worth it. You know, they say, there's like an unwritten rule, you shouldn't play 3 minutes of somebody else's clip on your show. But you know what? Why? She's right on with this. And here's a woman who lived it, she was part of it, and then they kept telling her how wrong she was for liking her white family.
You said something that I didn't know about, or I had never heard that news story, and you gave me a new perspective on that. Then I'm saying, okay, we're winning the culture war a little bit, and we're making a little bit of progress. You are nobody's victim, and the people who are going to sit you down and try to convince you that you are the true people that are against you. They're not fighting for your progress. They're not fighting for you to be successful. They're not fighting for you to go anywhere in life but to fall into this pit of nothingness where you are angry at the world. Be a thinker and truly look for truth rather than emotion.
I love it. That was great. She should be applauded. She should be helped. She should be supported. I mean that. I mean, she just, you know, went through a lot for this. And God bless her for doing it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. So get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea, ain't it? Like that, ain't it? And I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you to have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Look at, send me an email. Support us. Support the show. Check out the website. And changes coming there as well to help facilitate the new name and such. And, you know, like the shows, like the stories. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about it. You want to, you know, sign up for the newsletter? That would be great, too. I just got so much going on now. Look. We're coming into the, we're in them, the summer months. People are looking forward to finally getting outside. I get that. I think that's great. You should be looking forward to getting outside. But really, there's an election coming up. There's a lot of conversation we need to have with people in the streets, people in our neighborhood, people who may not be the same political leaning that we are. I'm just saying. So be ready. Be informed. Be ready to engage and not attack. I'm a fighter before anything else. You guys know that. You've heard me. But people can't seem to handle that anymore. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of the show, being involved with the show. Have a really, really safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us next week. You've been listening to Joe Messina's show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll catch you later.